The heroin epidemic in America, street heroin and prescription opiates, are a local political problem, if not a crisis, in communities all around the country. The White House this week announced a $5 million initiative to shift the emphasis to treatment rather than prosecution and punishment. $5 million is less than most state lottery prizes. So it's no surprise that in July, the Arlington, Massachusetts Police Department launched the Arlington Outreach Initiative all by itself, a door-to-door approach that offers social services to addicts. It's a program funded by the Police Assisted Addiction and Recovery Initiative, begun in the neighboring town of Gloucester. Arlington Police Chief Fred Ryan joins me now. Welcome, Chief.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So what are you doing here in the absence of real significant support from the federal government? You're taking matters into your own hands, and it sounds like you're being a little innovative here.
You know, while I applaud the president and the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, this really is less about throwing money at the problem and more about a shift in paradigm and a different philosophical approach to addressing addiction. What we've been doing for many years simply isn't working.
So if I'm in a household and I'm an addict and say I'm a teenager and by no means typical, I mean, this occurs with adults all ages, as you well know, but I'll just pick that just for an example. And you knock on the door. Is it the case that you will basically offer to forego any prosecution of whatever it is I've done in the course of being an addict, short of a violent crime, as long as I get treatment?
Right, and we have one such case just Tuesday evening this week, where there's a young man that we know is in crisis with addiction and was, you know, well on his road to being our next red dot on a map of fatal overdoses. So we had to intervene. You know, when you look at the spectrum of addiction, there's prevention. We do a lot of work in the prevention area. There's intervention and then recovery. And this is in the intervention spectrum. And we've got to go out and go door to door and get overdose reversal Narcan in the hands of family members and loved ones, which we did in this particular case. And now with our treatment professionals, we're trying to get this kid placed. The police department have information relative to the identity of addicts in their communities. We know this through our drug investigations. At the conclusion of investigating a drug dealer, we know who their customers are. We know this from responding to 911 calls for overdoses. And historically, we've done nothing with the identity of those known addicts. And we've got to fill that void.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the evolution away from straight-ahead combat in the military and more humanitarian efforts that the military is being brought into the sort of public health arena in, say, the Ebola crisis. And similarly, law enforcement can provide a huge service in concert with public health officials rather than simply redo the old script of the Bang Bang Cop show regarding drug enforcement.
Right. I mean, let's face it. We arrest somebody for simple possession of heroin. They go to the local courthouse where there's a circular door at the front of the courthouse. They go in, they pay their fine, they're back on the street within a half an hour using it again. That model does not work. And partnering with public health, not only to get services out to these addicts, but also to start to begin to address the issue related to the stigma associated with addiction. You know, we model our approach to the successful reentry programs where felons are paroled from prison. The old model used to be we give them a scarlet letter, call them a felon, not give them a job, not give them a home, and then what would happen? They'd reoffend. No surprises there, right? So same thing with addiction. People that go off to detox and into recovery and then return to the community, their neighborhoods and the community have labeled them a junkie and not provided the environment in which they might thrive in recovery. So we're trying to turn that on its head and truly treat this as a public health crisis where addicts need support, a supportive environment where they can work on their recovery. And so, a piece of our plan, what we're calling our plan of action, also involves regular meetings at a local church with addicts. You've got law enforcement and public health officials sitting around a table with addicts trying to create a supportive environment where they can work on their recovery and not feel stigmatized.
Does this work with crack, with cocaine, with meth, or is it just a heroin thing?
Yeah, right now we're a bedroom suburb of Boston, and our crisis is with heroin. We're on track to double the number of fatal overdoses in calendar 15 than what we had in calendar 14, and on track to double the number of non-fatal overdoses. So we've got to reverse that trend, and the days of sitting around and complaining that we don't have the resources to deal with it, or not thinking outside the box are over. This is an action plan. You know, people have asked me, well, isn't this a social worker's responsibility? I don't know. You know, we can't sit at the table and say, not our job, and let the bodies continue to turn up. We're going to do everything we can to reverse that stigma, create a community where we're assisting addicts in getting into recovery. And we're not going to complain that we don't have the money or the resources to do it. Police officers have been doing social work since the beginning of police work. And at 5 o'clock, when all the social service agencies close, the police department is there 24/7.
Fred Ryan is the police chief of Arlington, Massachusetts. Thanks so much, Chief.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.